He found a secluded spot and placed the dirt.
He wanted to make a strong foundation.
He put water on both sides.
He wanted it to be hidden, for it was a gift to his mother.
On two occasions, it would be found, but he managed to keep it secret until he was ready to give it to her. And then it happened.
It was found.
And soon after he gave it to her, who by then was queen with many titles,
he called it America.
The upper part he peopled from all over the earth.
And then did the impossible.
By miraculously uniting these people with different backgrounds,
he put in their hearts an illumination to build a nation as the world had never seen.
Never in the history of the world had such a diverse group of people come together for such a common cause.
And though the divine was involved, only the prayerful understood it.
So vivid was this vision that the original founders recognized clearly all was orchestrated by the hand of Providence.
And now the veil lifts further to reveal that this nation's existence from the beginning
was to be used by the Queen for her purposes of peace,
consecrated to her as her instrument, her tool, to bring stability to all other lands.
A foundation to build upon.
A land to bring freedom such as the world has never known before to all people of the earth.
For the prayerful, discerning heart, this is easy to see.
For the one without prayer, it is impossible to understand.
The United States of America, being consecrated to its patroness, the Virgin Mary,
is united to her in a sacred bond to be used for peace, as no other land or nation has ever been throughout all of history.
Her enemy, trying to take it away from her, divided it from within.
But she herself came back to reclaim it as the Queen of the South.
As gold, she now purifies it to make it one, united, strong, shimmering from sea to sea.
America the beautiful.
The Queen's necklace.
Her son's rod.
For peace.
America.
May God thy gold refine.
Till all success
be nobleness.
And every gain divine.